Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours,
Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Happy New Year. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. Are we going to say 2023 or 2023? We'll decide. If you're up at early morning drive time, or maybe you're just getting home, you're listening to us at 1340 a.m., the legendary KWXY, home of great music in the Coachella Valley for 50 years. And we're also on 92.3 FM. And then in the afternoon drive time, that would be 9:20 a.m., where I started 27 years ago, or 99.1 FM. I'm fond of saying, I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And so in the hour that we're together, I put the Joey English Daily Date Book, all the community events I can find, mystery songs to entertain you, great interviews, that's the most important thing, great giveaways, that's a present for you, and great music, that would be mine, just because it's my show and I like it. At the end of that hour, you'll be the smartest person in the room. We post everything to my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. As the man says, wear red, eat chocolate. Sit back and relax. I'll drive. You know our routine. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Now, you remember last Friday, December 30th, was National Bacon Day. That one made me happy. Today, Tuesday, January 3rd, is National Fruitcake Toss Day. I guess those of you who got them for Christmas have had it. They're gone. DAP Health's president, David Brinkman, is one of the beneficiaries, DAP Health is, of Queens and Kings for Causes. That's a drag show that runs through January 5th at Hunter's. You can get the information at daphealth.org. The Children's Discovery Museum of the Desert has fundraising needs. Now, since they've been there over three decades, online before their 25th anniversary this year in 2023. Details, cdmod.org. This is serious. Lifestream Blood Bank has an urgent need of blood products immediately. Go online or call. I'll give you the number in the website. You need to be at least 110 pounds, 19 years old, have ID and all of that. The website is the letter L, lstream.org, 800-879-4484. Let's go legendary with our good friend Wink Martindale. Today, the legendary award-winning history of rock and roll from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. Check out the legendary, get it, man himself at winkmartindale.org. There you go. Okay, Joey pals, our first Tuesday that we are together in 2023, I've got a surprise for you. This lady's been on my program for years. She had no choice. My granddaughter, Aaliyah Leilani, joins us. Hi, sweetheart. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
She calls me GJ, so when you hear her say GJ, it stands for Grandma Joey.
Yes, no grandma.
No grandmas. That sounds too old.
Yes.
We're going to talk about some interesting things. Talk about where you live, Denver. What's the weather been like? And when you flew down here, it's Tuesday. I mean, are you going to stay with me forever? Can you go home?
I don't want to go home at this point because it's been so cold. We just had one of the coldest fronts that we've had in a while. It dipped into the negatives. And I definitely was feeling bad for all the squirrels around my house and everything. We could see the difference. Oh. They were coming around the Christmas time and stuff. We feed them nuts, and so we could definitely see that they were cold, and we could barely be outside at all. And then we just got about 8 inches a week ago, so.
But when you went to the airport right after Christmas to fly down here, what was that like? Were people lining up? Was it open?
It was honestly super busy because we saw all those flights get canceled because of the weather. Mm-hmm. And so people were just trying to get out and get somewhere warm and safe. And so we fly standby because my dad works as a pilot. So we definitely were noticing the difference in how full the flights were. But thankfully we were able to make it. Hopefully I'll get stuck so that I don't have to come back.
Stay with me, huh? Yeah. You're old enough. I'll homeschool you through college.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit about your a Generation Z-er, which means you were born between 1997 and 2015. What are your friends? Tell us a little perception of what the drug situation's like. Do you guys talk about fentanyl? Are you looking out for it? Do people take it seriously? Give us your perception of your age group.
Of my age group, personally, there's definitely a lot of, you know, nightlife in Denver, I feel, with a younger scene sometimes compared to Palm Springs.
And of course.
I feel like you can definitely see kids like getting into things really young there. And I, at my place of work, somebody that I know's son just recently passed away from a fentanyl overdose from buying cocaine. And it was crazy. It's one of the first experiences that I've had that somebody close to me has passed away from it. And it definitely changed my perspective on, like, you would never think that that person could die of something like that. And it really just shows that if you're choosing to do any of those things, the risk that you're truly taking now, because the people that are selling those products truly don't care about the lives of the people that they're selling them to. And so you really just have to put yours above theirs.
So he was buying cocaine, which we've learned to live with, but mm-hmm. it was laced with fentanyl and he didn't know it.
Right. Because they try to make it cheaper by putting fentanyl in it to actually like create it, and so they can sell it for a higher profit.
And that makes more of it. Makes it look like you've got more. Do you know anything about his symptoms? Did he just go to sleep?
I think he just overdosed kind of immediately.
Immediately?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How old was he in his 20s?
I believe 19.
Oh, yeah, Leah.
I know. It's actually crazy.
Then did you and your friends have conversations about it? Do you kind of say, we've got to be careful?
Right. Thankfully, I haven't really chosen to do any of those things quite yet. But if you do choose quite to do yet. Them, you...
yeah. We'll edit that out before Dad and Mom hear that.
Yeah. they sell testing kits that you can prevent. Oh. Those things from happening more so.
They buy a testing kit for you to test
for fentanyl
in the drugs you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're buying marijuana pot, which is legal in California, mm-hmm. is it legal in Colorado?
Yes.
Okay. So if I go down on the street and I want to buy some pot, I'd have a test kit with me.
Usually it wouldn't be, if you're buying it from like a dispensary like you would be here, it'd be safe.
Oh, I never thought
but
of
if you're
that.
Buying like actual drugs on the then street, you'd want to test it. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Where do people get these test kits?
I think you can get them on Amazon, and I think you can get them online. They're trying to make them more accessible because I feel like in the past we have kind of like been really hush about drug use and things, and like I feel like the awareness that we're raising with more people getting into it young and people that we know dying, I feel like our generation is being more aware of how serious it actually can be and taking the precautions if they do decide to do it, which is better than doing nothing. And at least it keeps it safer for them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you guys, I'm glad to hear you say that. I call her Bunny. She was, the year she was born, her birthday was Easter. So she's always been my bunny.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this show and you hear us talking about Bunny and GJ, play along.
That's me.
That's play along. Okay, talk to me about communication. My youngest child is 35,
mm-hmm.
and Tyler texts beautifully. Does your generation Z for zebra, do you all text? Do you talk? Enlighten us about that.
Currently, you'll like one of these things. Currently, we're still using text mainly.
Uh-huh.
Mainly, I'm still using Snapchat. I don't know what other people
Snapchat,
are doing.
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Okay.
I don't know when I'm ever going to delete Snapchat because we all use that and we all save our memories on there. Different from saving them on your camera, because if you save them on your camera, you can lose them. And if you save them on your memories, then they last forever. And every year, like, it'll pop up and say, hey, 1 year ago today, you're doing this. 3 years ago today, you're doing that. Which it
That's
doesn't
why
do that
you sent
camera.
Me the one of us at Fleming's.
Yes, because it shows me a year ago that we were at Fleming's. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have to tell me how Snapchat works.
Yeah, I'll have to make an account for you, and we can have like a Joey Pals
yes.
Snapchat account.
So every time you talk to your dad.
My dad I text with.
Oh.
My friends I use Snapchat with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Texting I understand perfectly. When you do Snapchat, do you see a picture?
You can see a picture or you can see a chat and the picture disappears
after
what do you
mean?
You view it. So basically it doesn't say you want to send pictures of what you're doing. You wouldn't send that over text because it would use so much storage. So instead you can send a photo and the photo will disappear after the person opens it so that it doesn't actually waste any storage.
So they know who's calling.
Mm-hmm, or what you're doing.
Now, can you put a permanent picture with your makeup and hair done? Or mm-hmm. is this every day?
Yes, okay. You can save it. And you
oh,
can,
thank goodness.
They can save it if they want to save it of you. Yeah.
Okay.
And then this other new app that we have.
New.
Yeah, this was actually really funny. Okay, I already stopped using it because I felt so exposed. Okay, so it's called Be Real.
Be Real. One B-E-R-E-A.
B-E and then R-E-A-L.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and so basically all of you and your friends make an account and you go and add each other. And then once or twice a day, your phone will ring and it say, hey, it's time to be real right now. And so you'll have to pick up your phone and take a photo of what you're doing in that moment. And so you kind of get to see like what everybody's lives are doing, even though I felt so exposed by it. It can be fun. You can wait. Like, you don't have to take it right then. So then you can see, like, oh, if they posted, like, 5 hours late, then they were trying to just do something cool so that they could take a photo of it and make it seem like they were doing it right then.
But it is sort of an invasion of, I like to say, privacy.
Right. I know. Gosh. So it's crazy. But it was kind of funny.
Be Real.
Mm-hmm.
Are there charges for Snapchat and Be Real? No, they're just social media.
Yes, and it uses data just when you use your phone, but other than that, no.
Wow. Okay, I love this. We're talking to my bunny, Aaliyah Leilani. Guess where she was born, Rick? Yeah.
Hawaii.
Okay, talk to me about how your generation establishes a value system. For instance, do kids want to go into the military? Do kids want to, a lot of children have moved back home because of the economy and because of COVID. Give us a little overview of where your head is these days, your value system. Am I asking that right?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good question. And I think that that's something that's kind of changed for a lot of, like, recently in generation, because I think before people were placing a lot of value in going to college and having an education and having a very traditional lifestyle and wanting a very secure relationship and things like that. And I feel like in the recent years and maybe even just with COVID, I feel like people's desires shifted to where, like, they want to make a life that fills the value of what makes them genuinely happy instead of serving the system of having a life and having the American dream, because sometimes the American dream isn't the dream.
For them, right.
For them. And I feel like a lot of us have kind of different futures. Like, I feel like a lot of our generation won't want a lot of kids and things like that. And so I think that's going to look a lot different with how marriages and how lifestyles are going to work, because they're going to have dual income and possibly travel more, or just, like, have, you know, people are living in vans now and just, like, trying to travel and make their lifestyle more remote than ever before, when before they've wanted to be really grounded and stay at home and have a family. So
that was considered safer.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is because, so I'm a baby boomer and I'm the oldest of the baby boomers, just so you know, but we were not raised to go to college particularly. We were raised to get married and have a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that was our life's calling for the girls.
Right.
When that changed, the next generation, when I had, like, your dad,
mm-hmm.
they started going to college and women's lib came into play. And that presented a whole new workforce,
right.
and a whole new set of values. And it took men a while to adjust to that.
Mm-hmm.
So now maybe the pendulum's swinging back and there's something in the middle where you can both have a little bit of a relationship and a little bit of work,
right.
and a little bit of family. Does that sound logical, or is that not how you guys?
I think it does. Like, I think basically now in relationships that we've just, like, set the bar that it's more equal and both sides can have jobs and have hobbies and things like that.
And you can live together.
Exactly. And you can still have a great relationship, but there's really not, like, an offset of work or, like, how much fun one person gets to have compared to the other.
And tell me, and realize that your parents will probably hear this, so pick your words carefully,
right.
Bunny. What kind of relationships or respect do your generational sisters and brothers have with their parents?
I think it's actually been pretty good, because now that we have been so shaken up in the last few years and seeing how, like, I was shocked, you know, when I moved out and stuff during that time, that life actually is really hard. And I think that I didn't really notice that. And so personally, me, I've gained a new appreciation. And I feel like a lot of other people have done that, because now that a lot of us aren't going to college and a lot of us aren't doing things, like, when you do have the opportunity to do those things, I feel like now that we're older, we, like, have noticed that it is a privilege, even though we may go like a different direction in our lives.
I heard Tyler, my other son, whom you know, mm-hmm. your uncle, say that, and he's a millennial, and that's a whole different ball game as well. Millennials, they did a study that they're more likely to buy a house where their dog is comfortable than their spouse.
I believe that.
Isn't that interesting?
That's crazy.
But I heard him say the other day
Millennials are difficult.
Yeah, they're... Hey, listen, I have all I can do to take care of me. But I think people realize, like you said, how blessed it is, first of all, where we live.
Right.
We're not in a war zone. We're not in Buffalo.
Totally.
Although Denver's a little cold.
I know.
But you're in Palm Springs. Thanks, sweetheart. I love it when
of
you
course.
Come and visit.
Thank you for having me.
She played guitar on my show one time and sang.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, next time. Aaliyah Leilani, do you have a New Year's resolution, Bunny? What is it?
Ooh, my New Year's resolution is to hike more around Colorado by myself.
Oh.
Because I never forced myself to do it by myself.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. I love you.
Love you.
It's Joey English along with Aaliyah Leilani Schaefer. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.